The future of liberal arts courses is uncertain in trades-dominated regions of northern BC. Next steps are being considered by administrators at Northwest Community College, and Ken Burt is tasked with finding those answers. The president of Northwest Community College, otherwise known as NWCC, joins me by phone this morning from Terrace. Good morning.
Good morning, Carolina.
What is happening with liberal arts courses here in Prince Rupert, Terrace, and beyond?
Well, I'm going to start with the beyond picture because I think it will answer your question. Liberal arts across the country has faced a number of challenges beginning back in 2008 during the big market crash. Mm. The issue then is that 200,000 18 to 24-year-olds were displaced in the workforce, and many of them went back to school. And those of us at universities and colleges will remember back in 11 and 12, some peak enrollment as a result of those individuals heading to the classroom. That combined with two other environmental factors are really at play here. Following that, as you recall, the baby boomers after World War II had their children. We labeled that the echo boom. The peak of the echo boom was in 2009, and the peak years of those individuals attending university were between 1989. And the peak attending university was at 2009. And so with the crash numbers of students who returned to the classroom from the workforce, plus the echo boom students going through the universities, all institutions through the 11 and 12 academic year had peak enrollment levels across the board in the nation.
And so what?
It was a great time to be in universities.
So what does it look like now in a liberal arts class, say here on the Prince Rupert campus? How many students might be sitting there?
Well, the real, you know, as you point out, the since 2011-12, enrollment at all Canadian arts programs has been declining, universities as well as the colleges. And it's more complicated in our region because of the strong regional economy that we've had over the last couple of years. Many people in our catchment area, rather than going to university or college, actually had opportunities for great and well-paying employment. And so we saw a movement of people away from schools and into the workforce, which is a good thing. I mean, you work when you can work. And so I think we're wrestling with that. I think this year we will begin to see the trend reverse itself as the modernization project in Kitimat winds down and, you know, as the final investment decisions are pushed out with respect to the LNG project. And so I'm anticipating a slight increase in those programs over the next year.
Can you give me a sense, though, about how many students are enrolled in classes right now of the liberal arts persuasion? If I were to step into a history class, how many kids would be sitting there?
Well, it depends on the center, and it depends in the level of the course. But in I don't have the specific details of each of the campuses in front of me. But I do know that what we are doing at Northwest Community College is looking at all of those course offerings that we have. And where we have two courses, say, I want to use boxology, because if I say history or English, those faculty members will get all upset. But if we had two courses in boxology with, you know, say, two or three students in each, we might be combining those to make one course that has a little more enrollment and actually provides a better teaching environment than small class sizes.
As you're looking at declining enrollment, specifically in liberal arts, what sort of decisions are you facing? What does the future of this department look like right now?
Well, I think it's, you know, we want to have rational class sizes. I think, you know, the idea is to have students. The learning environment's changed over the last two decades, and it's much more participatory in the classroom. And when you have only one or two students in a class, it's very difficult to get that type of participation amongst the students. Mm. And so our idea is to combine classes where it makes sense to do so, and that's where we're at on that process.
And do you anticipate that there will be jobs lost as a result of declining enrollment?
Well, we've been working with our unions. I think it's a combination of declining enrollment and reducing. I know you've talked to presidents of the other colleges, mm-hmm. and you know, it's also the funding that we're receiving from the provincial government has been declining in recent years. And I think the combination of those two factors does equate to a reduced workforce for the colleges. In our particular case, we've taken different tack than other institutions have. We've been working with our unions to identify individuals who might qualify for early retirement incentive programs or others who might be interested in voluntary separation. So we're hoping to minimize the number of layoffs and actually encourage others who have other options to take those on.
Do you have any numbers right now about how much you need to reduce staff by?
Well, we had when we began the process, we were looking at 14 to 16 positions. And I say 14 to 16 because we're not actually sure who's going and how much they make and all of that in terms of the budget savings. But the number of layoffs at the end of the day, because the ERIP program has been very successful and we are getting a number of voluntary severance packages put together as well, we think the number of layoffs will be minimal. I mean, they're always tragic. Layoffs are a very difficult thing to do, but we've certainly tried to minimize the number of those at Northwest Community College this year.
And what's your prediction here? You mentioned that you sense that things would change and refer to Alcan modernization. But do you think that young people in the Northwest will go back to college to do liberal arts, especially if there isn't very much funding there? What do you think? What's the five-year prognosis for you?
Well, I'm actually quite bullish on the medium to long term with respect to liberal arts. What British Columbia has that is extremely good, and I don't think it's replicated anywhere else in the country, is a fabulous articulation from the college-level programs directly into universities. Students can begin a degree that will ultimately be granted from the University of British Columbia, which is one of the top universities in the world, at their home campuses in either Rupert Smithers or Terrace. And, you know, as the cost of education increases, students can begin that academic journey, you know, at home, living with mom and dad, and still graduate from a top-notch university. Research has shown that those students who do begin their academic journey in community colleges actually perform better at universities than those students who go direct entry into the universities. So, and so I think there's going to be a resurgence of the college liberal arts and college science programs, because as it becomes more expensive to go to school, it's a very good way to start an academic journey.
Ken Burt, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me this morning.
Very good. Well, it's been fun talking with you.
Ken Burt is the president of Northwest Community College. We reached him by phone in Terrace, and as you heard there, they're looking at restructuring, particularly in the liberal arts sector of that college. You can share your thoughts. What do you think the future is for post-secondary education here in Northern BC? How important is a liberal arts program to Northerners? You can let us know, 1-866-340-1932. You can also email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca, or tweet us. We are @DaybreakNorth.